Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
DGS, Dave is taking the day. Nothing major going on. If you guys remember Friday, had a little, I guess you could say the skin thing, a little bump that was developing next to the earlobe, and he was showing it on the stream and talking about it.
I got to go back and watch
it. It was annoying and painful, and it got worse over the weekend. Went to the doc this morning. Doc's like, "You're going to get that removed right now." Oof. So that happened today. It's a minor thing. He's fine, but I'm sure he's in pain. It sounded terrible, so I'll let him describe it when he comes back. But that's why Dave's not here today. Could be back tomorrow. I'm assuming he's going to want to be back as soon as he can. But Rach is back. We're almost whole. Andrew, obviously, here. I'm here as well. It's trade deadline day. We're monitoring everything with the cards right now. It's quiet. Nothing new on that front. The newest thing, I guess you could say, are some reports from national baseball writers that teams are asking about Alec Burleson and Lars Nootbaar. But that doesn't mean the Cardinals are interested in trading someone like Alec Burleson. But if it happens, something will happen. It's just a question of how much. We'll be all over it because Matt Pauley's in the building. Bernie is online, so Bernie will be joining us. And in the 4 o'clock hour today, instead of DGS, we're going to do an early edition of Redbird Rush Hour. So that's the last hour leading up to the trade deadline. The trade deadline's 5 o'clock Central. And then at 5 o'clock, we've got Cardinals pregame. And then just after 6 o'clock, we've got the Cardinals and the Yankees. So we've got you covered. If anything happens with the team today, you're going to hear about it either with us on DGS, during our 1 hour Redbird Rush Hour, during Cardinals pregame, or during the Cardinals game itself. In fact, that happened on Friday with another team. Tarek Skubal is one of the best pitchers in baseball for people that aren't nerds like me. He got traded during a game from the Tigers to the Dodgers, and it was like the broadcast team was like, "Well, We don't know what we can say because it's not official. But like, if something happens today, it will be official by the Cardinals game time. So John and Rick and the guys can take care of it if the news breaks after 5 o'clock, because it could. Sometimes there's stuff that straggles in at the deadline and comes in.
Now, Rick, people,
go ahead.
People were quite unhappy about that Tarik Skubal thing, correct?
Some people were. Yeah, I mean, a lot of fans are, just because it's the Dodgers. Like, yeah. They're mad that the Dodgers keep getting more of the best players in baseball, and it's understandable. It's because the system is stupid and needs to get fixed, but like, that one trade doesn't really change anything with the labor dispute or anything like that.
It doesn't, because that was what a lot of the chatter was.
Yeah, I know.
This is going to intensify the labor disputes the financial side of it.
It's pissing off fans, but that doesn't change anything. This lockout was going to happen before the trade. The lockout was going to happen before this season even started. The fact that there is an expiring CBA almost guarantees a lockout. So all the people that make noise about things like that, like, oh, this is going to be what tips it over. No, it's not. It was going to happen. It was a lock to happen a year ago. Nothing's changed. I do understand people's annoyance with it, but don't make it more than it is. It's not changing anything on any scale. Rach, you brought something up during the break I want to bring up, because we were just talking off the air about a new TikTok trend, and it's loosely related to sports, but I'll connect it to that in a sense. But I thought it was interesting. I know it's done as a gag, right? This is not being done seriously, but it's an interesting trend.
It's basically like preparing my loved one for bullies. So people will do it with, like, a lot of times it's maybe an older sibling with their younger sibling.
Right.
And it's like, hey, you're going into middle
school
next
year. Here's what you need to know.
Yeah, so I'm going to bully you.
Right.
And what you need to do is you need to fight back against my bullying in real time. So we'll just kind of see how your reactions
it's like
are
practice.
Going. Yeah, and they're very funny, because people either get, like, emotional and they say dumb stuff, or they're really good at handling it. And it's just, it's cute and it's funny. And I saw one this weekend of a very sweet little boy whose big sister was trying him, and she goes, "You suck at baseball." And he goes, "I don't care. I always try my best." And I just thought it was so sweet and cute and like the perfect thing to say, because like, hey, he doesn't need your approval. He always tries his best. But that got wheels to thinking about like bullying in sports.
There's a difference between normal, like casual, silly bullying and then like the real thing. The real thing, there's no, like, you just need to be able to understand that that person's terrible. They're not right. You're fine. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, you know, bring in the adults when that stuff is happening. But then there's the other more like trash talky kind of like pushing you around, like testing you, like you said. It sure helps to play sports, I can tell you that, because you get a lot, you build in a lot of comebacks, you take a lot of heat, and then you give it out too. And there are, I know that there are, like, my world is sports, but I know that dynamic exists in all kinds of ways, where when you're with a group of people a lot, you do tend to mess with each other, and you build up a little bit thicker skin. You build up the ability to defend yourself a little bit, like you're talking about with this. And by no means is that protection against, like, real, serious, hardcore, like, bullying when it comes to violence and pushing people around. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the day-to-day, like, you gotta toughen up a little bit. Because, let's be real, as you move up, as you get out into the world, it can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you do need to handle people that are pushy and jerky. And you need to be nice when you're treated nice. But I think it's important to understand, the older you get, that there are not always going to be people out there that are looking to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that it's a humorous way of doing it, though, to have fun with it. And maybe it's like, I joked that it's like doing a workout. It's like lifting a little bit of weights before you're going to play sports. It's a little training in advance and kind of build that muscle so you have that instinct.
It is really funny to see the way people react, though. Because I saw one, a girl was doing it to her dad, and he was like, all the comments were like, he is going to be fine. Like, he was just hitting back so hard. Should we do this at some point? Should we do this to each other?
Oh my God.
Sure.
It's a little hard to do and make sure that it's also safe for air.
That's true. Well, because here's the thing, is a lot of people, they do get very emotional and they'll start cussing.
Well, it's not even that, but it can also be subject matter, because in those worlds, like, nothing's off limits.
Right.
Like,
right.
Literally nothing about you is off limits when it goes that way. And it can get personal and it can get mean. And that's what I mean. Like, you got to understand the people you're with, right? If they're your friends and it gets personal, I mean, you know they're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
It's when it's happening from people you don't know well, and you're like, what's happening here and why is it happening? We could do, should we record it like off the air, like do it like during lunch?
Yeah, maybe we should do that when Dave gets back.
Do it as a reel
tomorrow.
Or something?
Yeah, we'll do it as a reel.
It does seem a little risky.
It is.
It's risky to do on the air.
In terms of, well, just in terms of the world of hurt feelings.
Yes, well, that and also, you know, you never know who can be, like, that's another thing, like in a locker room, you kind of understand the dynamic and who's offended and who's not, but also they know when you're not actually being serious mm-hmm. about those things. But a person that doesn't know you doesn't know that.
Right.
So something that might not be intended to be terrible sounds terrible when it gets outside the loop, mm-hmm. outside the circle of trust.
I think we could keep it between the rails.
Probably.
The fact that we have to say probably, though, means we should probably record it first and not do it live.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that was a bad idea I had.
No, it's not. It's a good idea. It's just, you know, there are, you know, FCC laws and rules and regulations that you probably want to pay attention to.
Very true.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
I was thinking it would be fun to, I mean, I would gladly be the one getting bullied. I'm happy to try to come up with retorts in real time. But I thought you would be the funniest, Wheels, because I feel like you would have something ready.
Well, this is all it's what we do to him anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's cool.
Like, what are we going to say?
Get diminishing returns.
Yeah, like,
if you just
want
to make it like I can be the target, that's okay, because you know I'm not going to be upset.
That's true.
Yeah, fun. But what if he gets a good one on us? I don't want that.
you don't want the verbal haymaker coming from the top rope?
If he hits me back with a good one, I'm going to be really unhappy with that.
Here I come with the people's elbow. Oh! Man, you do build up thick skin in those scenarios. It's got to be the same, though. I mean, it had to be like that in band, right? My kid was not in the band. She was in the color guard, but I know how they talk to each other.
Were they like, your tuba isn't even shining?
It was so much meaner than that.
Yeah,
it was like down to the core.
Your clarinet reeds are clearly cracked because you're squeaking all over the place.
It was more like, it would be like, you're too ugly to be in band. And it's like,
that's a horrible thing to say.
I'm too ugly for that. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, man. So, yeah, that confirms
my... this was the place I could go.
It confirms my theory that you get any... I'm talking mostly to, like, teenagers. You get any people that age in a group together where they're together a lot, mm-hmm. like, every day, and they have that familiarity, it's going to get mean. It just is. It's not saying that it's always good mean. Sometimes we know people cross the line.
Yeah.
And the line is crossed when you're obviously picking on people and, you know, truly like pushing them into a corner as opposed to like, that's my friend and I'm teasing my friend. Those are very different things. And I get it. It's a complicated thing to sort out if you're an outside observer, right? Because if you're not in the group, you don't understand the dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
There were things said in the clubhouses and locker rooms that I was in, especially in college, that if outside people heard them, they would be like, should we call the authorities? Because this is really bad. Like, but it didn't mean anything to anybody in there. It was a joke, and everybody got the joke. Yeah. I'm not sure it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's like super healthy or anything like that. I'm just saying that's the reality of it. I'm sure somebody's listening like, that's just toxic behavior.
You're just being mean.
All right. Well, you know, we all survived. And we're all still friends 30 years later, so...
What if Wheels just goes home and he's actually super affected by all of it? This is the mask he puts on.
That's Ranji's theory. Ranji's theory is that Kevin is deeply hurt by all of it.
Yeah.
And he just refuses to let it show.
Yeah, Ranji's theory is dead wrong. Sorry. Sorry, buddy. I mean, I know you mean well.
He doesn't.
Some of us just aren't soft. It's just that way it is.
Ooh,
that was a shot,
fired.
See?
He's listening right now.
That's
like,
the mild version right there.
But if he was, he'd be like, what did I do?
Nothing. That's just the mild version.
This is what I'm worried about.
See? And that's only like a 1% escalation. If we really wanted to escalate, that was a good demonstration, though. It's a good way to kind of demonstrate how it goes. It just keeps escalating. That would be the first little one. And then Raj would escalate beyond that. And then so would I. And then so would he. And so on it goes until we finally run out of gas. At some point, you'll run out of gas.
The best versions of these to me are when people are like, they say the mean thing, and then the person's like, okay, Like, they don't even say anything back. Like, that's actually the best way to be, because it's like, I don't even care that you're being mean. You're such a loser. It doesn't even affect me.
Joel on the stream said, you guys could do the opposite and just aggressively compliment each other. We did that once.
Who wants to see that?
Didn't we do that once? You brought it up, right? You said, like, let's all say something nice to each other. That was good. It was a good segment.
I felt like everybody else hated it.
No, it was a good segment.
Oh, we should do that again.
Yeah. Right. We can do that.
When Dave comes back, we're going to insult each other, and then we're going to compliment each other.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your dad.
All right, back in on DGS. Dave's out today, and he's missing out too, man, because, you know, we're doing this trade deadline blowout today, and coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll do an early edition of the Redbird Rush Hour. So that'll be me and Bernie and Matt Pauly kicking it around. Matt Pauly's in studio now because we have some breaking news, Mr. Pauly.
That's a breaking news.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's really low.
Yeah. But we have some breaking news involving the Cardinals.
We do, and this is an interesting one. According to Ken Rosenthal, and this is all we know, we do not know any of the return yet, but the Cardinals are trading pitcher Dustin May and relief pitcher Jojo Romero to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, really interesting on a number of levels. First of all, a lot of times interdivision trades aren't that common. But they're more common now, I think, than they were 10 years ago and before. I think it's becoming less of a thing. Like the Red Sox and Orioles just hooked up on a huge trade with Adley Rutschman going to Boston as part of the deal and a bunch of prospects going to Baltimore. But these are two rentals. So if you're looking at it from a Cardinals view, you're not giving the Brewers anything that's likely to hurt you in the future, which is the point of these divisional trades being a little bit less likely. Be interesting to see what the return is, though, because the Milwaukee Brewers would be the ones taking the risk of helping the Cardinals long term, but their goals are more short term.
Yeah, if you're Milwaukee, you're internally going to worry that some of these guys you're trading away are going to beat you later on. I don't think the Cardinals are worried about Dustin May and JoJo Romero this year, because right now you're not beating the Brewers anyways, so that doesn't do anything to change that. It has been a struggle against them so far this year. I think groupthink has really taken over Major League Baseball. And when that happens, you have less of a reluctance to trade with interdivision rivals because everybody's kind of thinking the same way. I know John Mozeliak did not like making interdivisional trades.
Right.
Something he was very strongly against. He made that move with the Pirates at the trade deadline when they got Quintana in 22. But, I mean, it was just something, and I'm sure every time like Johan Oviedo would pitch against the Cardinals, it was something that would bother him that it was going to go in the wrong direction. But yeah, this is it's hard to comment on this not knowing what the return is yet.
Yeah.
But the fact that it is two players going to Milwaukee makes me feel like there could be an interesting piece coming back.
Yeah. And look, take away all the division stuff and all that in this deal. Milwaukee's a team you want to deal with because Milwaukee has a phenomenal farm system, one of the best in Major League Baseball. And they might even have a major league piece in there as well.
Yeah.
That could be sliver. So that's why we can't really jump on too much of like good thing or bad thing at this point. But based on what we know, Milwaukee does have one of the best systems in baseball. They are really good at developing pitchers. And they're really good at picking athletes, people that are very athletic, who can run, who can do a little bit of everything. That's kind of they've been their model of player development, pitching and athletes, really. And it'll be interesting to see what the return is. We don't know it yet, but it's obviously a good thing. I just texted with Bernie, by the way. Bernie is going to jump on in his normal spot just after 2:30.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully we'll have the return. You're welcome to hang, by the way. Mr. Pauly, we could do one segment early of the Redbird Rush Hour if you want to hang out with us, but you do not have to because I know you got work to do. But overall, this is a little surprising that it's the Brewers, but not surprising at all those two are getting moved.
No, and when you're the Brewers and you've missed out on a bunch of other a ton of starting pitchers have already been moved, Kevin.
Yeah.
So if you're the Brewers and you've already missed out, that maybe makes you a little bit desperate. And let's not forget Heim Bloom and Matt Arnold, the Brewers GM, president of baseball operations. They have Tampa Bay ties together, they have a good relationship.
I have a quick question for Matt, if that's okay. Matt, you said that you feel like there's like a group think in baseball.
Yeah.
Are you referring to like among the fans and then that makes Okay.
Among the executives.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're all the same. Yeah.
Why do you feel that that's happening now?
They're all the Ivy League educated, look at things through a statistical model. And that's not bad. Like they know the formula to win the most games and how baseball should be played for that.
I think it's a little bit bad.
Okay. Well, I think it's bad in the product. I don't think it's bad in the attempt to win games.
Good way to put it. It's better for efficiency and trying to compete over time because you're doing things in a more logical way.
Right.
But you're an entertainment product. And I think a lot of front offices lose track of the idea that, you know, you are supposed to be entertaining too.
Yeah, but that's not, their job is to go win games.
Right.
I
get it. But like trying to win is also entertaining. So by going and making deals as opposed to like, no, we're going to hoard all of our prospects. We can't trade that single A 18-year-old because maybe in 6 years he could be a bench player for us. Like, teams get a little crazy with that.
Agreed. If you're the Brewers, if you're a Brewers fan, I think you should rightfully be annoyed that Tarek Skubal is a member of the Dodgers when you could have easily sent the same level of prospect capital to the Tigers for Skubal.
All right, so the report from all over the place now. Ken Rosenthal and Will Salmon had it first, but it's everywhere now. Cardinals are trading Dustin May and JoJo Romero to the Brewers. We're going to try to find out what that return is as we go. Bernie Miklas is going to jump on and join us coming up next.
And Bernie. burning. They yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank.
All right, it's DGS here on KMOX. Dave out today. Had a little minor, like, dermatological procedure. Nothing terrible, nothing major, but it's painful, and he'll be back tomorrow. I think. We'll see. It depends on the recovery. I shouldn't make promises like that. Dave will be back. It's just a matter of when that's feeling better. So he's recovering. And obviously today we had planned for all-day trade deadline coverage. And coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, instead of just a regular DGS hour, we're going to do an early Redbird Rush Hour with Matt Pauly, Bernie Miklas, and me. And we're going to do a pregame to that right now. Bernie's joining us on the line. We got Matt Pauly in studio. So what do you guys think? This is pretty cool for a little pregame for us on Redbird Rush Hour, right?
Yeah, but some action locally with the Cardinals and Heim Bloom. Listen, I thought he would be patient. He sort of set his price on Dustin May as far as what he had to get. What he insisted on getting was better than if they had kept the draft pick, if they had made a qualifying offer,
right.
You know. And so we don't know yet what they've gotten for him, but I would imagine Milwaukee paid a pretty good price, and I could care less that it's in the division. Both of these guys are free agents after the season.
Yeah, it's funny. Recount to me, like, so for people that missed the details, Dustin May and JoJo Romero are going to Milwaukee. We don't know the return yet, as Bernie pointed out. And then right after the trade, Bernie, to tell everybody what you texted me, because it was funny, because Matt and I were talking about it a little bit in the last segment about this interdivision thing.
Well, first of all, everybody can react the way they want. I'm not the judge and the jury and all that, but it's just like, I was just surprised, you know, taking a look around social media, and a lot of people were like, wow, they traded within the division. Whoa. It's like, do you realize that both of these guys are free agents after the season?
Neither likely to stay in Milwaukee either.
Right. I mean, this is it's worse for the Brewers than the Cardinals because
as far as that goes, yeah.
Yeah, because the Brewers guy is more likely to haunt the Brewers for years coming forward. And like Bernie, I said this a few moments ago, the Cardinals weren't beating the Brewers anyway, so what does it matter if Dustin May and JoJo Romero are on that roster?
It doesn't. You know, so and if for example, if Dustin May loved his time in St. Louis so much, there's always a chance that he could initiate some kind of free agent contract talks. I mean, I don't know. There's all kinds of things that can happen. But I'll be curious to see what the Brewers gave up because their farm system is loaded.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and be stupid and say, like, well, Bloom, he better have gotten their number three prospect or whatever. No, I'm not saying that. But the point I think I understand is that they're so deep in their farm system. So if you get I'm just throwing out a number. If you get their number like 12 or number 14 prospect, that's better than a lot of other teams' top 10 prospects.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're very deep. They obviously have been great over the years at drafting, signing, and developing pitching. And, you know, they've also been pretty good guys at finding like middle infielders and athletes. Like they've always been good at those things. So it'll be fascinating to see what the actual return is. But yeah, I would agree. Let's not get crazy. It's not going to be Jesus Mate. No. It's not going to be the number one prospect in baseball. It's not going to be one of the guys that they just signed to an extension. Right. So it's not going to be Luis Lara or Cooper Pratt because they signed those guys and they get them on that value. But it's going to be fascinating to see exactly what it does.
And the fact that they did not go get Scooble tells you that they are very hesitant to part with any of their top-level prospects. So if they weren't going to go spend them on Scooble, they're definitely not going to go spend them on May and Romero.
All right, guys, I just got a text that may enlighten us as to what's coming in the other direction. My buddy Mike Farron.
Okay, cool.
My buddy Mike Farron from MLB.com sent me two names of guys. One of them is the number 10 prospect in the Cardinals system, a guy named Josh Knoth, who has, according to Mike,
Milwaukee system.
Yeah, the Milwaukee system. He is number 10 in Milwaukee's system now. So assuming he's in there, this is what Mike sent me. He said Knoth has the best curveball of any prep in this draft class. He was a 2023 draft class. He had Tommy John last year. But he's pitching this year. He's made 15 appearances. He's 53 innings with 55 strikeouts. But he's a 20-year-old and interesting guy that could be a part of this. And they also listed Coleman Crow, Mike also listed Coleman Crow, who is their number 24 prospect. So assuming, and look, Mike's got great information and he's very connected in baseball. So that sounds like it's just two pitchers with some upside. Crow's a little older who's definitely more of a command type guy. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a guy that goes to the bullpen, but that's at least what I've been told by Mike.
So I trust Mike.
Yeah, it'd be number 10 and number 24 in the system if that ends up being the full deal.
That sounds fine to me. And what you want to do is accumulate as many of those type of guys as possible so you don't have to hit on every single one of them.
And Crow's a guy who's 25 who can be a factor in the major leagues because he has been in the major leagues, I believe. That doesn't necessarily mean that that is like your top of the line starter or anything like that. But, you know, he has had a little bit of major league time this year. Very limited, 18 innings.
Okay, but you're trading away JoJo Romero, right, and your bullpen has not been especially good this year. So anybody who can contribute at the major league level can also help you survive this
correct
year a little bit.
Right, yeah, right. So not sure if that's the full deal. And obviously we haven't heard anything officially, but again, Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio is very tied in to all teams, but Major League Baseball. So he sent us some pretty good information there. So we'll see if that's the final deal, but it sounds like what we would expect, right, guys?
Right. And what was the name of the number 10 prospect again, Gills? I'm sorry.
Josh Knoth, K-N-O-T-H. So he's a little on the younger side. He's 20 years old. He's, in, I believe, still in A-ball. But again, missed last year coming back from Tommy John. So he hadn't pitched since 2024. So Kind of a guy who's known for having one of the better breaking balls in the Milwaukee system.
I noticed that Baseball America, they have him at the bottom. They have him at number 30.
Interesting.
But that doesn't mean that, listen, everyone's got different ways to evaluate these guys. I assume maybe Pipeline was more positive about
You
know?
Yeah.
So, and that's okay. I mean, There's so many variances in how the evaluators view certain people. So, you know what the bottom line is? I'm guilty of sort of being silly in this regard at times. It really doesn't matter what we think of them now. What matters is what they become or what they don't become.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And again, that goes back to what we were saying earlier. You try to get as many of these guys as you can. Hope some of them do pop. Those names, by the way, are starting to circulate on social media.
Yeah.
So
I knew Mike wasn't going to send me bad stuff.
Yeah,
no, of course not.
That seems to be the full move at this point. Coleman Crowe, Josh Knoth for May and Romero.
Yeah, and I think the longer term, clearly the higher upside guy is Knoth, and I believe that's how it's pronounced. You could pronounce it gay, but I haven't heard the name pronounced yet, so we'll find out about that.
He is number 10 at Pipeline.
Yeah. So he's the longer term, higher upside play with an elite breaking ball and pretty good other stuff to go along with it. And Crowe seems like he's a guy that, hey, we're going to need some help here in the 2026 season and maybe beyond. So he's that kind of guy.
All right.
Hey, makes sense.
And I don't have a problem with the fact that he had TJ surgery because that's so common now. I will say this too. I think Milwaukee, just in terms of getting Dustin May and Romero, I think they did very, very well. I'm a little surprised, other than the fact, guys, that we all know that, you know, Dustin May was a rental, right? So the value for rentals is not going to be, you know, extraordinary. But
right,
this is a guy, after those first two starts of the season, has had a 2.91 fielding independent ERA, which is the seventh best in the majors, behind Mizorowski, Sale, Cease, Skeens, Schittler, and Christopher Sanchez. I may have skipped one other name. Mm-hmm. Number seven in the majors in FIP since April the 10th. I mean, that's a long time ago. That's a lot of starts. And then if you look at JoJo Romero, who's pretty good against right-handed batters, but he's great against left-handed hitters. And then, there's a situation where, let's just say they would run into the Dodgers in the postseason. I mean, JoJo Romero can be a huge weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, against the Dodgers or any other team that's got good left-handed hitters.
Great point. I mean, he's definitely a guy that fits pretty much any contender in that regard because he's more proven than most of the available options. And, you know, there's a little bit of question mark. And I wonder if part of the return is what it is in part because he's not exactly sure when he's going to be ready to pitch. Sounds like it's getting closer, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would suspect he's going to be ready in the next couple weeks. But if you're the Brewers, you can wait. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because they're running.
They're going to win the division.
Yeah. I mean, it was like when Tommy Edman went to the Dodgers. It literally did not matter when he was healthy, as long as he was healthy for the postseason.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about this in the 4 o'clock hour. We've got a full hour of Redbird Rush Hour to take up the last hour of DGS today. We planned that in advance of knowing Dave was going to be out. It was going to be the four of us. Now it's just going to be the three of us. And we can dig deeper into that. We'll have more information on all of these guys because we'll all have a little bit more time to do some digging because we literally got that information live on the segment when I got texted by my buddy Mike Farron. Any reaction from you guys on the division as a whole? Because obviously the Brewers are making a move. But the Cubs have added three starting pitchers in the last couple of days. Kevin Gausman, they were with Trader Moe. They went and got Reed Detmers, and they also got Braxton Garrett from the Marlins. So maybe two topics there we can do a little bit more in depth on Redbird Rush Hour later. But John Mozeliak and the Angels taking up a lot of airtime when it comes to deadline day, and the Cubs making a big push with their rotation.
Yeah, and the Yankees just made a blockbuster a little while ago. It was announced. And how about the Pirates trading O'Neill Cruz?
Yeah, nuts. It's wild.
So there's some big names flying off the board over the last half hour or so.
Good times. Thankfully, we have the full hour later to get into all that. It's going to be hard to do on the fly as it's all happening so fast.
And if anything pops off, I'll run back into the studio. So we've got this here. But as it is right now, Dustin May, Jojo Romero going to the Milwaukee Brewers, and a couple young top 30 prospect pitchers from the Brewers coming back to St. Louis.
And one thing we haven't hit here, and we don't have time to now, but we will have it in the 4 o'clock hours. There are a lot of other reports. Cardinals getting hits on Lars Nootbaar. They're getting calls on Alec Burleson. I'm not sure I feel those are that the Burleson thing is likely, but I mean, you never know. So in the 4 o'clock hour, we can take care of everything else that comes up, and that's the last hour before the deadline. So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen by the end of that show.
That's right. Yep.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, DGS on a Monday. We'll get back to business as usual until 4 o'clock, and then at 4 we'll get back into baseball mode. We're going to do a special edition of the Redbird Rush Hour from 4 to 5. We do not have the show today at 5 o'clock because Cardinals pregame starts at 5 o'clock. And then the game is 6:05 at Yankee Stadium. So Cardinals made a move in the last, and we talked about it in the last couple of segments. If you missed it, the Cardinals are trading Dustin May and Jojo Romero to the Brewers for the Brewers' number 10 and number 24 prospects, according to MLB.com. Justin Knoth is a right-handed pitcher, the number 10 prospect, and Coleman Crow is a right-handed pitcher. He's the number 24 prospect. That's the report we have at the moment. If that changes, if there's anything more to it, we'll obviously let you know. And we'll be tracking any other deals the Cardinals might be making between now and the deadline coming up at 5 Central Time. Rach, you want to do some fun facts?
Yeah, I've got some random facts for you guys on a Monday. Let's start with this fact about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They formed in L.A. in 1982, and the original band name was Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem.
They probably made a good choice in changing that.
That's pretty stupid.
It is pretty dumb.
It's pretty stupid.
You guys know the early Chili Peppers, kind of like legends, right?
Time,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like performing shows with just a sock, strategically placed. The '80s and '90s.
Those guys, they've kind of flown under the radar as far as like cancelable things, you know.
Wait, you know, you're not kidding.
Because
Anthony Kiedis has
it's
like because
he wrote it all in his book like before.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was known. Yeah,
yeah. Like nobody was like you couldn't surprise anybody right. by being like he was kind of a dirtbag.
Yeah,
because he wrote a book called "I'm a Big Dirtbag."
Okay, do you guys remember when Netflix was actually about mailing physical DVDs?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that, and it was like so revolutionary at the time. Like, they send it to your house. You can get like 3 DVDs at once. You watch them each 4 times, you mail them back. How could it possibly be more convenient? Well, the first DVD that they ever sent out was Beetlejuice.
Really?
Yeah, and this was in March of 1998. I didn't realize it started that early.
Wow.
98. You could actually still get DVDs mailed until September of 2023. That's when Netflix finally shut it down. I would like to know who was still getting the physical copies of the DVDs mailed to them in 2023.
I remember when they stopped doing it, and I had the same thought. Like, I would love to see, like, the numbers. Like, how many people are mailing DVDs back and forth with Netflix?
Do you guys ever see Redbox anywhere anymore?
Yeah, I have not looked. But up until even a few years ago, I felt like I saw them like at Walgreens and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I see them and I just kind of look past them or if I never see them.
Redbox
was my
jam.
Oh, dude, in like 2012, 2013, it's Friday night. I'm off work. I'm going to get some McDonald's. My whole meal costs like $4, and that's after splurging. Then I'm going to go to the Redbox and get the latest film. Watch it all weekend.
Catch me at that red box.
Bro, there was nothing cooler. Let's see.
Now it's like so dated to ever like I gotta go somewhere to get a movie.
Right.
That's it's like I'm just gonna dial this up on my computer that's attached to my TV.
Why would you ever leave the house to watch a movie?
Okay, Ron says that Redbox is gone from my local Walgreens and Walmarts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know if
I can't believe they were doing much business.
Them.
Oh, yeah. According to Vic, they went for bankruptcy. I probably could have Googled that.
Well, we're sorry, Redbox. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we did our part.
Here's a great fun fact. There's an Aboriginal language in Australia called Imbabaram. I think I'm saying that right. Imbabaram. Where the word for dog is dog. And it's a pure coincidence. They didn't know that it was called a dog in English. That's just the word they randomly chose themselves.
Nice.
That's fun.
I guess you look at a dog, you say, that's a dog.
All right. I hate to break this up. I got to do a quick baseball thing.
Oh, sure.
So the report I got might have been wrong.
Interesting.
So I got a report from my buddy Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio that the Cardinals were getting pitchers Coleman Crow and Jason Noth from the Brewers. It doesn't mean that they're not getting one or both of those guys, but I've also seen the Brewers reporter Adam McAlvey say that the Cardinals are getting different guys. One of them is a guy named Josiah Ragsdale, who's an outfielder in Double-A. Another one is another outfielder named Alexander Frias, who's only 18 years old, so he's a little further away. So I'm going to dig in a little bit more on that, find out more about what I can about those guys, and we'll bring that to you coming up after the top of the hour.
Sounds good, Wheels.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.